The toughest part of any race is the last leg. And for some of the Raiders' star players, just getting to the Super Bowl proved to be more difficult than playing in it.
We walked the last quarter mile to Super Bowl 18 through traffic and through the crowd.
It was just, I guess, proof that, you know, nothing was going to stop us.
There's a snap.
Revenge against the defending champion Redskins came easily. Seconds before halftime, Coach Charlie Sumner put Jack Squierick in and told him to shadow Joe Washington, who had burned the Raiders in Week 5 on a screen pass.
Looks off to the left, he fires it off there, intercepted! Jack Squierick! Touchdown, Raiders! I don't believe it!
And they look like they knew it was coming. Man ran right for it. I guarantee they look like they knew that play was coming.
Let's keep dominating this team. Let's keep dominating!
In 1983, the Redskins set an NFL record for points in a season. In the Super Bowl, the Raiders shut them down and beat them up, sacking Joe Theismann 6 times and holding the Redskins to just 9 points.
I remember after the game, Joe Theismann saying, "They handed us our asses on the tray, and the tray was bent." That was as much physical domination as I had seen defensively, and I got to witness it firsthand.
Todd Christensen also was an eyewitness to the brilliance of Marcus Allen.
Back over the middle, Dax is 3-2-1, touchdown Raiders!
And late in the third quarter, he saw a play that he will never forget.
When I'm 95 and I'm hooked up to the wires on ESPN or whatever the station will be back then, you know, channel 1036 will show that replay, and I know that I'll be like this in my hospital bed because I never get tired of seeing that play.
That play was 17 Bob Trey O.
Even now, whenever I see that highlight, I get tingles. I remember John Facenda saying, "Here comes Marcus Allen running with the night." That's a good memory.
On came Marcus Allen running with the night.
To make a run like that in a game like that at a time like that was just—it was pure magic. It was beautiful.
Plunkett giving to Allen, sending a wide left. He has to reverse his field, but he gets away for a moment. Comes back up the middle of 30, 45, 40. Breaks past 2 minutes to 50, down to the 40. Picking up a blocker. Oh, Toledo! Touchdown, Raiders! 7.
It looked like a cluster, you know what, is what it did. Didn't it look like that way to you? Kind of the dysfunction function.
It was a symbolic play for football's dysfunctional family. Marcus appeared to be going nowhere, much like Al Davis when he attempted to move his franchise to Los Angeles. But in the end, no one could prevent football's evil empire, or Marcus, from reaching their desired destinations.
Marcus can't run. Isn't that what they said when he came out? For Marcus, it was the confirmation of his greatness.
Holy Toledo, Marcus Allen has just claimed full title of all world for 1983.
Coach, Tom Flores.
Yes, Mr. President.
I have already had a call from Moscow. They think that Marcus Allen is a new secret weapon, and they insist that we dismantle it.
That was a beautiful run, and it turned out to be a beautiful career. And yes, I did reverse field it sometimes, and yet I did, you know, avoid some tacklers. But in the end, I ended up where I wanted to end up.
The one thing that stands out to me is that after Marcus's 74-yard run, when you see everybody run out and embrace him, it's at that point in time when I think that the team realized that we were going to be world champions. The sheer delight, almost to a degree of frivolity. That's a picture that I think will linger for quite a while.
For players, the bond that's created is very hard to describe. There's some of these guys that I'm sure I'll run into 20 years later, but we will have a common bond that most people just will not understand. And it's a great sense of pride, a great sense of achievement. It is one of the more incredible feelings.
It was a feeling Lyle Alzado finally experienced after 13 NFL seasons with three teams.
Here I was at the beginning of my career, and here was a guy at the end of his career. I don't think I really fully understood at the time what he was going through and what it meant to him. Maybe seeing a side of Lyle that I had never seen, and I had seen the rainbow of emotions that came from him, but he was, for one of the few points in his life, I think he was at peace. When you're 23, I don't think you realize how great the moment really is and how rare it is. And there's nothing I wouldn't give, short of my family, my children, and my wife, to be back there trying to do it again.
I realized that this is the dream of millions, and yet I was living it out. My father had instructed me many years ago that there was only one sin, and that was the sin of ingratitude. And I didn't want to be one of those people that was ungrateful. I wanted to make sure that I thanked my Maker for the opportunity that I had to be in this game, that the son of a University of Oregon professor and a homemaker probably had no business being on the stage.
The celebration will begin as the Raiders sprint toward the clubhouse, and the great joy of watching Pete Rozelle present the championship trophy.
Congratulations
to the Los Angeles Raiders.
Now let me ask you something. With all the distractions that you have off the field, how are you able to keep focused on winning football games as you do and do throughout the year?
When you have great coaches, then after you have great coaches, you get great players, you have a great organization, and you tell them one thing. Just win, baby.